Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing talking some serious fishing here in Southern California on Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
No doubt, man. Having a great time. If you want to join us, such good times and so much time left. We got another full hour with Captain Dwayne here. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us that text, man. So many great texts lined up here for the second hour. You can send us that text only through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Great way to listen to past shows. If you miss some hot tip about a vertical jigging technique from Dwayne, you can go back and listen to the archive shows and listen to all the fun shows when you're driving home from work. Helps really kill that commute time down too, listening to those archives. Hey, having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. With that said, it's time for the catch report today. Our fishdope.com report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can now purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, and their poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128.
I'm going to have Raymond and Sean tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. The Raymond, the master cutter at Fisherman's Processing.
How'd you pull that off?
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm for real. How'd you pull that off? That's why I'm asking.
I don't know how in the world they're going to be here, but they're going to be here.
That's going to be a really cool show.
Giving away pokey kits, too.
Hey, all right. Yeah. I like it. Well, with that said, let's head on up. Talk to that private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Dwayne. Great show, man. Hey, Dwayne, I looked up the picture of that Red Emperor. That thing's badass, man.
Cool. Yeah, thanks, man. That was a special one.
Yeah, I'll bet. But, hey, guys, finally April 1st, and that's no joke. And it is great to get our rockfish back on the program.
Yeah.
And some decent weather here at the same time. So this is going to be interesting. We're going to get some really good coverage in a lot of different areas that haven't been looked at in months. And additionally, with these new rockfish rigs that we've got, we're going to be able to fish in deeper spots now that haven't fished in 20 years at least, maybe more. I don't remember exactly when they shut it all down, but it's been a long, long time. But
so, Mark, where can we fish now? Give us kind of a lowdown. What you see is where we can fish where we weren't able. What changed?
Well, even like right out in front of Long Beach here, you know, everybody fishes the southeast bank for the rockfish. And, you know, last year was whatever it was, 80 fathoms, something, you know, from 60 fathoms and 50 fathoms. So we've been creeping deeper. But now you can fish any depth. So
in the
outside areas on, like, southeast bank, you know, most guys don't even know that there's rocks and ridges and ledges and pinnacles out there all the way to 720 feet or probably even more, really. That used to be tremendous cow cod and big wing cod fishing, and it's been closed for many, many years. So that's something right here in our backyard.
And 14-mile bank, right? You can fish that?
You know, as far as I know, I mean, there was a lot of questions when we had these different latitude and longitude lines you had to go by. So as far as I know, it's open. There's going to be a lot of boats fishing there. Danny was telling me that, you know, some of the sport boats are going to be checking that out. And so that'll be interesting. And then, you know, the like Catalina, the area up above the west end, I mean, there's some spots out there way west, like where we fish marlin, that used to be tremendous rockfish fishing. And same thing down east of the east end. I mean, you imagine being down there 6 miles looking at the slide thinking you're fishing marlin or bluefin tuna, but you're, you know, dropping on some of those deep wedges out there in 120 fathoms. So
yeah,
all that stuff's going to be available. It's going to be different.
And I got to throw in a plug and, you know, the Daiwa Tanacom 500. I was able to obtain one of those, a little electric reel.
Yeah. It's not an easy reel to get your hands on right
what
now.
What a cool reel that is.
Right?
Holy mackerel. Yeah. For that deep water stuff.
Yeah, and you want to hear, here's a sad story. So we were scheduled to fit, I've got some friends and customers who have access to a virtually brand new 30-foot Grady White that's getting all tricked out, and we were going to do a little trial run on Monday, and they've got three Tanacom 750s loaded with all the stuff to go check some spots that, like I said, I've been fishing over 20 years, and now we got this freaking hurricane coming, so that isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, but hey, guys, because we could fish this deeper water now, you're going to see some species that you don't normally see, and one of them that you're going to probably see a lot of, unfortunately, is the famous cow cod. And don't be tempted, no matter how good you've heard they taste, and they do, I can verify that. Do not keep them.
Yeah, it's not worth
I imagine fishing game's going to be on a real mission to check for cow cod, so you got to be able to descend them, and then bigger cows are going to take a lot of weight. So it's going to be a challenge. And hopefully somebody going to Fred Hall with this Fish and Wildlife seminar, I think Bart said they're having that today, hopefully somebody asks them that question. What are they going to try and do to modify cow cod regs, since population is supposed to be healthy again, to allow some limited take? Because that's going to be a problem. But anyway. But
please descend those creatures, because next year in 2024, when they do change the regs, we want to still catch them.
Yep, for sure. So with San Nicolas and Santa Barbara Island, probably not going to get much coverage because the weather will breezy out there. At Clemente, definitely going to get covered. There's probably not going to be much coverage there on the squid grounds or the kelp lines, but man, cod spots are going to get pounded. A lot of boats going that direction. At Catalina, both ends, like I mentioned there, have some really good rock fishing there in the deep stuff, and then there's, you know, shallow spots all over the island. And I got a report yesterday from one of my customers. He's been working on the island for the last 3 days, and he said, in terms of the kelp line conditions, it just, here's a quote, it just sucks. Cold water, very dirty, and with this Monday, Tuesday hurricane we've got coming, that's probably not going to help. So, I don't know, Catalina, I'm thinking, is going to be off to a little slower start here this year, for sure. And then locally, even with this cold water, 56 yesterday at Isers, we had some of our customers out there poking around, and they had black calm weather in the morning and biting fish, and then he came in and picked up his beautiful brand new bait tank and went off to go install it. So he had a nice day. And then for the offshore guys, again, more coverage down there on them bluefin grounds and decent weather. And with the plane reports that they were saying, you know, showed up all that fish, it's going to be really interesting to see what they can find that'll bite and get an idea of where it is and what's going on, and bodes well for the future, guys. It's going to be time to go fishing here.
Yeah.
Awesome, Mark.
Yeah, and, of course, fishdope.com. They have the news. They have the reports. And Danny and the team of boys there that they have at fishdope.com have all the information for you. And get this, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, $20 code. And, Mark, we can find you on Fishdope, but also we can find you right there at Bolsa Chica and Manager. Is that the spot?
Right. That's the Chevron station.
You should know that for all these years. Yeah, Bolsa Chica. It is. You're by the big Chevron station.
Yeah. How much is gas at the Chevron station today?
What's that?
How much is gas at the Chevron station?
I bet it's more than
no,
seven.
No, he had a tremendous price reduction day before yesterday. It came down from $5.45 to $5.16, I think it is now.
What?
Yeah.
So it's still Summit gasoline, still 75 cents cheaper.
Yeah. You got the best deal in the world down
there.
Yeah.
That, oh, yeah.
And 100 pounds of free ice.
Yeah, and you get the ice, too, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, no ice at the Chevron station.
Thanks, Mark. A great report, as always, brother. We sure appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, we'll see you. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Buddy. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to your buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Life is great.
Well,
did we get
again,
some boats
yeah.
away yesterday?
We did. Again, once again, the weather didn't treat us very well during the middle of the week there, but we did get some boats away yesterday. San Diego went on their island trip. They got one yellowtail. And that's been kind of stories. They've been seeing the fish. They're not quite ready to bite yet, but they're picking away at a few of them. Some very good bottom fish on there. Rockfish, reds, whitefish, sheephead. So pretty good fishing on San Diego there, but those yellowtail haven't quite blown up yet, but imagine can't be too far up right now. The half days fishing locally during the week there, calico bass, whitefish, a little other bit of bottom fish there with the sheep's head. But today, April 1st, the rule changed. You know, it's been March 1st in the past, but today, April 1st, they're going offshore at, I believe, the Nine Mile Bank, and we've been doing some deep water fishing there for some rock cod, some stuff that hasn't been open to us for a while. So definitely keep an eye on that fish count. And check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We got those half-day trips up there. We got those full days. We've got our day and a half trips up there. And some of those boats have schedules out into August, and I believe there might be a few trips in September. So lots of options for you. And hopefully this weather starts to be a little more consistent. We'll get out there a little bit more. So check the website. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. If you're going to the show this weekend, visit the guys at the booth there. Say hi. Tell them, you know, you want to go fishing, and maybe they'll have a sticker for you. Otherwise, you know, I hope I have a little bit more meat on the report next week if this weather cooperates.
Marcos, I'm excited, man. Every time you give Captain Brian on that new Seaforth an opportunity, a little bit of deep water and some rock cod fishing,
oh,
he comes
boy.
Back with some serious catches, man. You know, when they do those deep water rock cod specials during the beginning of the closure, and now with a lot of new zone to fish, I can't wait to see them. And, you know, trip after trip, you see that new Seaforth coming back looking like they were doing a Colonette trip. I would anticipate some really good fishing to be coming the next few days from that boat.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, fishing those Mexico trips, we didn't get them out as much as we wanted this season, but the trips he did get out definitely did well. And now that he's got those new spots open to him, yeah, I imagine they're going to have a good trip today.
It'll be fun. Well, Marcos, a great report. If somebody wants to take advantage of that one, tuna fishing as the guys get going, jumping on the San Diego, all the great stuff out of Seaforth. One more time, shoot us the number and how we come fishing with you.
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for all the trips, half day, full day, overnight, longer trips there. Like I said, there are a few longer trips in the mix there if you're looking to plan a bit ahead. We have our charter prize up there if you're looking to charter a boat, and I wouldn't wait too much longer on that because it's getting to that point in the season where things are starting to fill up pretty quick. And once again, don't forget, you know, Captain Zenner brought over the Highliner, so he's probably got a little bit of availability. Good time to jump on that. If you want to give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear tuned up, grab a burrito next door, and then get out in the boat and go fishing.
Great job, Marcos. Appreciate a killer report as always. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully with a little less wind and a little more fish.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Marcos.
Like that,
appreciate that. You know, we're giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses, $300
yeah.
gift certificate to Costa, and we've got a ton of texts, and you want to get through on the phones, that's probably your best chance to get a shot at those Costas, 213-432-1090. We actually have a line open right now. But before we go into our next text or call, I want to ask Rock Cod Rick, because he is Rock Cod Rick, you know, Wayne. There are some stipulations to this rock cod regulation because it's like you have to fish seaward of the how does that all work? I mean, you seem to have a better understanding than I do.
I wish that I was better on this most recent regulation change.
Because it says unlimited depth, but that doesn't mean you can fish anywhere.
Right.
I mean, especially you can't fish in the cow cod closures, so
sure.
You have to make sure you don't do that.
And the,
you can't fish the 43 yet.
Yeah, it's not the depth necessarily that you have to follow. Exactly as you said, it's the contour line,
right.
And it's the shoreward side or the seaward side of the depth contour. So, you know, when they say when they said it was open to 75 fathoms, that didn't mean if you were in what would have been, you know, 100 fathoms of water, but a high spot came up to above 75, that was not legal because it was on the seaward side of the 75 fathom line. So you would take the 75 fathom line down the coast and you'd be able to fish anything towards the beach from there.
Towards the beach.
Yeah. And I would love to tell you every exact in on this regulation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So,
I wish I did.
But if you're going to the Nine Mile Bank, say for our local fishermen here, you can fish the Nine Mile Bank.
Correct.
Yeah. Anywhere. Both sites.
Yeah, I mean,
still, it's complicated.
I don't want to be the guy that
just
says, go to any depth, because I don't know.
My point is, make sure you understand the regulations.
Sure.
And also, a great place to learn those regulations, if they even know, would be at the Bart Hall show today at the seminar that the DFG's doing.
Without question, yeah. I think that's the move to make.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Go find that out and then call us tomorrow and let us know what you find
out. Well, I was going to say, that. I think that's the move, is we need to get, a DFG representative to call the show and spell out exactly for it. This is what we can do. This is when we can do it. Because I didn't think...
And then ask them why they make it so complicated that, you have to have, an encyclopedia to
do it. Here's my biggest issue. Clearly, I'm in the wrong. The reason I was so hesitant to say anything, I didn't think that we were able to fish this stuff until the September closure went into effect.
Yeah.
I didn't think that we got to fish this on. Obviously, that's not the point. People that are much more in the know than I, like Mark and Danny, the fish guys, are talking about it. I didn't think that we got to do the unlimited depth thing until the September closure happened, when we got to fish the deep stuff, but not the shallow.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's not the case. So I work in a tackle store, and I follow this stuff closely, and I had it wrong. So that's why I'm so hesitant to give advice, because 5 minutes ago, I thought that I had it wired, and clearly I was in the opposite of it. So,
Dwayne, you like codfish?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. Not your deal, though.
Not really.
Yeah. Except when you're in Australia.
No, I like it. It's super fun, actually. Really good to eat. So it's just, we don't get a lot of opportunity as far as work goes.
It's not the way pinnacle sport fishing works. Yeah. You want to catch some yellowtail? You want to catch some bluefin? Some yellowfin? That's been
trophies
fishing, right? Some real trophies.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, great text here from Dave in San Diego. He says, can we get a rough idea of what factors you use in order of importance to set your game plan for a day of fishing? Ask guy about a day trip on a private boat, and, what do you look at? Temperature, high spots, whatever.
Terrafin's pretty much our daily Bible. Other than what we did the day before, we really rely on Terrafin, looking at, water clarity, water temperature breaks, current altimetry. There's a handful of factors that kind of go into the pot when we're trying to figure out what we're going to do every day.
Water clarity is important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Chlorophyll,
whether
it's, green to blue.
So what, are you fishing the blue or are you fishing the green?
Well, it depends on what that fish is acting like that particular day or week or moon phase or whatever. But, typically you're going to be fishing semi-close to a break, whether it goes blue to chalky, blue to green. You're going to find a lot of the bait on that break, and those fish will go in and out feeding on along that break. So it's just, again, knowing where that is, where the fish were yesterday, what our fleet did yesterday.
More of a chlorophyll break or a temperature break?
Both. But I find more or less it's going to be in the color breaks.
Okay.
So you're going to find, again, the bait in the dirtier side of the water, and this fish will transit up and down that break and dipping into the bait-filled water to feed, and then having a quick escape route into clean water.
So you're paying special attention to terrafin, especially the chlorophyll there.
Yeah, every single day. Yeah. And, God willing, we get shots.
Yeah.
So.
And speaking of terrafin, you can go by see Jeff at the Bart Hall show and get a special price, $99 for a year of terrafin. So
cheapest
today
thing,
and tomorrow.
Like the cheapest,
great investment.
Literally
very
the cheapest
investment
thing you could have to put you on fish all the time.
Yeah. $10 off today and tomorrow at the Bart Hall show.
Deal.
So go by the terrafin booth and say hi to Jeff.
Yeah, good call on that. Hey, another great text says, great show, guys. Question for Dwayne. Can you describe your fleet of boats, how you use, and also what special things you've done to your boats to set them up to make them ideal for the style of charters that you guys run? That's all from Jeff from Mission Viejo.
Hey, Jeff. We run three Parkers. I have a 2820 cabin house pilot houseboat, a 2520 cabin pilot houseboat, and a 2510 Express.
All biggins.
Yeah, they're all powered with Yamahas. 250s on the 25, 300s on the 28. Boats are all outfitted.
Like
with
twin engines on both of them?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Yeah. So get in and out fast, reliable. If something goes down, we have one at least to safety net. Our boats are outfitted with, full bridges, electronics up top, autopilot, all that fun stuff. We got bunks inside our cabin house. Parkers, both the 28, 25, exponential bait capacity for our size boats. Electric outlets all over the place for our kite reels and deep drop reels. We're pretty rigged to the T as far as being able to get it done for all of our target species here in Southern California.
Nice. And so, and I might add, too, that the guys at West Coast Marine are at the Bart Hall Show. They have a great lineup of Parkers.
Yeah.
I saw Nick Kelly the other day and said hi, and he's like, I go, how are sales? He goes, man, I wish I could get more boats. So the point is, if you want a Parker, go see him. Now,
yeah,
and get it.
Pay him a visit.
Yeah.
Your boats are just set up so perfect for what you do. I mean, they really are. It's a big cockpit. It fits the group very comfortably. And then, like, you know, you're part of the team. Like, when the, you know, when you're operating the boat, whether you're down below or up above, you know, I mean, it's, you know, you're talking distance away, not intercom distance away.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
you're in the mix.
Yeah, you're part of it. It's you know, it's not like some of the old charter styles and, you know, where you're on some boat in Hawaii and, you know, you never talk to the captain or the mate until there's a fish on the line, and all you hear is, okay, you're on, turn the handle. You know, I mean, you're part of it. Like,
yeah, we get amongst it with
our
crews, and, yeah, it makes it that much more special for our groups.
And the beauty of having, whether you're on the Express or the Pilot House, when it comes time to come home, you're comfortable and you're dry, and it's a great ride. That just, that is such a perfect charter boat for what we do.
Yeah, I like being warm on the way in and the way out for that matter.
And having those twin Yamahas, man, yeah. Oh, boy.
Reliability right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, super reliable.
And all of Dwayne's boats have serious bait capacity. You know, yeah. That's the thing. Like, that's one
swimming
thing.
Pools.
That's a, I was going to say, that's a common theme when you walk by one of his boats. Like, there are some, you guys hold some serious bait water.
Yeah, we're stoked on the bait capacity.
You believe in stopping the Abraham Brothers and loading up on the sardines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even if we're trophy bluefin fishing, we're taking bait as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones. Only one line open, 213-432-1090. You want to get through, give a call to Christian. He'll get you in the lineup.
Mike in Rosemead's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I didn't realize I have to get a degree in environmental law just to go fishing nowadays.
Yeah.
Here's a quirky little rule in our regulations. You know, even though we have to fish only or maximum of two hooks on a rock cod rig, supposedly, that you can fish as many hooks as you want, like a gangian style, with sand dabs. So even though there's a two-hook maximum, that is kind of wiped out when you're fishing sand dabs. You can have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 sand dabs on your line fishing for other species down deep. Did you know that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the multiple hook regulation is just for targeting rockfish. But keep in mind that you cannot have a rockfish on the boat if you are going to be fishing multiple hooks. So like that's the kicker. But you know, people we hear about that a lot. You know, people think that you can't fish whatever an Alabama rig, or you can't fish things like that because there's, or a sabiki, because it's a two hook regulation. Well, that's just for targeting rockfish. But you cannot have a rockfish on the boat and then be fishing a, you know, 10-hook.
A 6-hook.
Yeah, sand dab rig or something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, good
Hope
call.
That helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great text here from Mike in Huntington Beach. He says, good morning, great show. Dwayne, what's your favorite knot to use from braid to mono and then braid and then fluoro to mono when using 100-pound line sizes?
I like a, let me think here. On 100-pound, like 120 braid to 100-pound mono, I'm going to do like an 8-turn Tony Pena.
Okay.
That works really well for me.
From braid to mono.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And then you can do a 6-turn Tony Pena if you're doing mono to fluoro.
Okay.
It's a little clunky, but it holds really well. I've never had it ever fail on me.
And when are you using mono to fluoro?
If I'm fishing a big boat, I'm fishing live bait for tuna.
I'll still like that mono stretch.
Yeah, I still like a little bit of mono stretch, especially if it's rough, to kind of compromise for any jerkiness on the boat or whatever. Typically on our boats, I'll go straight braid to fluoro.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were saying that you mostly use like 25-foot wind-ons for your bigger stuff. Are you doing a loop connection, or are you actually tying a knot?
Cat's paw.
A cat's paw. Yeah. So a loop-de-loop type of protection. So are you making your own wind-ons, or are you buying them at the...
No, I wish I had time to. I get all my wind-ons from Ken's Custom Reels.
Oh, yeah.
He does really good ones. Yeah, he uses Izer, which I like.
Yeah, so they do good stuff.
Those are great wind-ons, yeah. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough, light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the Bart Hall Family Fishing Shows, the ultimate celebration of boating, fishing, and hunting with hundreds of international travel and tackle booths, dozens of daily seminars, acres of boats, kayaks, RVs, and more. It's a day of family fun. March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center.
Okay. Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much cool information going on. And, dude, I got to say, Ben did such a good job on that spot for ECBT and Dana and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. That was an awesome commercial.
Yeah,
he did a really good job.
Yeah,
man.
Ben, who's one of the big celebrities at Dana Landing, is Steve's son, 10-year-old son. But Ben didn't think he did a good job.
Oh, he nailed it.
I think he did a great job.
That was a lot of fun,
so Ben,
man.
If you're listening, you did a great job.
Good job, Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
Did good for your dad there.
That's right.
Definitely.
For his future shop.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, the phones are packed up again. If you want to get through, get in on the fun this morning, ask a question, 213-432-1090.
And I want to mention, too, again, if you're going to the Bart Hall Show today at the Long Beach Convention Center, I want to make sure you go by and say hi to the people that support this show. And that's, of course, like you said, I'm a consultant. I'm a president of a giant booth. I mean, just a giant booth. Lots of great deals in the terms of the booth. App goes there. And also 22nd Street Lending, the independence is there to provide some Mark and Paul and Michelle there. But there's a new one about Mark Rose. That completes Charlotte Farr. She's a busy lady. She's there. Last chance to go to Rancho Llanero. This is a great ranch, and they're there. This is going to be at Sagehill Sport Fishing. So lots of good stuff to see today and tomorrow at the Bart Hall Show.
No doubt about it, man. Hey, it's been a busy morning. If you want to get your chance to get through, 213-432-1090 is your shot. Let's start back off with a good text, I thought. This is from Gary in Huntington Beach. It says, good morning. I got a question for Dwayne. Dwayne, what can I do better to get bit when I'm fishing a flying fish under the balloon, whether it be from a sport boat or from my own boat? Most anglers just soak the bait and hope for the best, but would it be better to keep letting the bait in and out slowly, reel it back in? Are there any type of techniques I could use to be getting a better shot?
Yeah, if you're not getting bit on the dead stick or, you know, just the balloon is sitting there, you know, which typically happens when the fishing's really, really good, then definitely move that thing out, back in, walk it around, give it a little bit of action, and, you know, sometimes that'll trigger the reaction bite that you're looking for.
Yeah, just a movement yeah. Better than nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if there's good wind and good breeze, is that enough movement, or do you still need to be fishing that thing?
You know
what I mean? Like, is the bobbing around enough motion, or do you really need to be letting that thing out, winding it back in? Like, do you really need to be messing with it?
I really feel like, you know, if it's a pick bite, then you need to move it around a bit. You know, Okay. Obviously the motion of the ocean and the motion of the wind moving the balloon around does help a little bit, does give it a little bit of action. But, you know, if you're still not getting bit, then start letting some line out and then walking it back and hopping it and, you know, doing the best you can to give it a little bit of action.
Right on. Good question, right. Man. Great one.
Yeah, here's a good one from Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita. He's obviously got a Parker boat with a Yamaha outboard, and he says he wants to know what multifunction display you use and what functions you most useful on your multifunction displays for your Yamaha outboard.
I use gallons per hour, miles per gallon, and RPMs for the most part. Obviously, you have the smart gauges up top to tell your temperatures and all that, but I have a game I play every day with the fuel.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's a daily game.
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine, because I know what it takes to go offshore in our boat one day, and I know that the way, because I've seen it, like, you guys don't let fuel be a factor on where you go or how hard you go to get there or anything else, and I can't imagine what three very thirsty twin-engine boats must be like every single day, charging hard every single day.
Yeah, it's gnarly. And you're right. You know, we really, really blindfold ourselves to the fuel burn. But I can't, as an owner and operator, I can't help but play that game every day. And I always have an eye on my gallons per hour gauge. If I can get just one decimal point down.
Yeah, sure. So what's your average fuel burn on most of the boats?
It varies. We have like... We have the new Yamaha 250s on the blue 25, and that thing gets like 1.5, 1.6.
Wow, that's great.
It's incredible. And then the older 250s on the tan 25, and that boat gets like 1.4. And then the 300s on the 28 that get like 1.2.
That's still better. I mean, not bad. And I mean, that's loaded with people and gear and bait and helium tanks and everything and ice and all the things that it takes to do it right the way you guys do.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm not complaining. If I was under a mile per gallon, I'd be bummed. But yeah, it's not bad at all.
Part of the deal.
Yeah, it is. Part of the
signed up for it.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
Let's do that for sure. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Escondido. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I was able to jump on one of those queen trips next week. Not next week, the week after. And so thank you guys very much last week. I got a new acid wrap rod and the pin 600 for jigging. Do I slow pitch jig it, or am I going to just drop down, wind up for the bluefin?
Dwayne, you got any thoughts on the technique-wise if a guy's trying to catch a bluefin with, you know, like you said, an SK jig or something like that?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, get on the boat, ask the crew what's working for them the last few trips, and just kind of be ready to do it all. You know, I'd definitely be ready to do the traditional just regular up and down jigging. I'd definitely be ready to do the vertical, you know, speed jigging. You know, just got to really depend on what the fish are reacting to best.
Dwayne makes a great point going on the Pacific Queen. I mean, you're going with Gavin, who, you know, is very into that style of fishing, as is his crew. You know what I mean? You're like, those guys are really into it. And, you know, we got to hear from Gavin last week talk about how, you know, when it's slow fishing in the middle of the day, that sometimes that properly fished jig can pick off bites when other things can't. So, and as always, I mean, there is no better lesson to get than being on the deck of a boat and having the crew walk you through something. And that is, you can read about it 100 times in a row, but nothing replaces standing on the deck, generator burning under your feet, and standing next to a guy that does it all the time and seeing it and feeling it and doing it. I mean, that's where the education comes from.
That's key. Yeah.
Totally.
Well, speaking of going on a trip, American Angler still has a couple spots left on their two-day trips that they're doing in April.
Cool.
Hard to believe. So if you want to jump on the American Angler, check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com and grab one of those trips before they're all gone. Because once those April trips are gone, that's your last chance to go on the American Angler.
Until next April.
Until next April, yeah. Yeah, 213-432-1090 open right now. 213-432-1090 just opened up right now. And I have a text from Bill and Scripps France, and he wants to know if you could discuss your fish. How do you work your fish? Do you send them to a processor? Do you fillet them on the boat? How do you do that?
Yeah, so with all our big fish fishing, those trophy bluefin stuff, we highly urge our guys to send those to a processor because it's basically illegal for us to cut them in the manner that a client would like to take them in on the water. So that kind of rules that out for us. And I always try to tell guys, it's like, you know, if you're going to go hunt an elk and harvest an elk, you probably want the pros to break it down for you so you don't have to do all that work and, you know, it's table ready for you. So it's kind of the same thing with a big, giant tuna.
Yeah.
You know, we really try to send them, whether it's to go to the five-star fish pros or, you know, any of the our processes here in town do a great job. So options, you know, definitely go that way.
Yeah. So and can you make those arrangements for them? Yeah. They have to make those arrangements ahead of time?
Well, in the past, we were able to make the arrangements, but with how good the fishing's been the last couple of years and how busy they are getting, we highly advise everybody on our trips to make a reservation with your fish processor of choice for the day after your trip arrival back to the dock.
For the day after.
Yeah, we get back late, so we're looking at
so the processor won't be
there. Yeah, we have our fish pickups usually first thing in the morning.
Okay, so how does that work? So you don't leave early in the morning?
No, we leave at 9 a.m., returning at 9 p.m. That way we're able to take advantage of that low light afternoon.
Yeah, so if you can get the processor to pick it up the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
That works fine for your arrangement.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's still in the bag overnight.
Yep.
And actually going to be a better product.
Yeah, yeah. We ice them down heavily before you head home. And, yeah, those guys come first thing in the morning when the dock opens. And
do we set that up as the passenger? Like, do we arrange the transfer and all that kind of stuff?
I can help with the transfer through Kelly or the processors picking them up, and then they just handle everything on the back end with the processors. So
so it's just like, I mean, just like going on a long range trip.
Sure.
You book your spot on the Royal Star, and then the next call you make is the fisherman's processing.
Exactly.
It would be the same thing. You know, hey, I just booked my trip with Dwayne. I'm going in June. I'm going on this date. I want to book a reservation for processing.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right.
Smart deal. All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, buddy.
Okay. Hey, a couple of things. A lot of your previous callers have kind of stole my thunder on my questions. But I got to mention, this is kind of off base, but, earlier this year, I purchased insurance from Bob Dawson, and I went through I had a two-day trip on the Royal Star, and I had to cancel right on Thanksgiving Day. But anyway, the whole process with Bob Dawson was excellent. Him and his associate, Christy, right there on the spot for me all the time. And I just wanted to mention that real quick. And also to your guest, I wanted to ask, do you have open spaces on your charters, or is it all just charters, and how many people on the boat for a charter?
All right, good question. Yeah, we currently only offer private charters, and those charters will be on both our 25 and 28-foot boats. Our 25 holds up to 4 anglers for regular-style fishing, whether it's, yellowtail to islands, local fishing, or regular offshore, and they hold up to 3 for those large bluefin trips. And then our 28 holds up to 4 no matter what type of fishing we're doing.
Okay. We have a texter sent, James from Temple City, wanted to know if you can take five.
I cannot take five.
You can't. No. So your license
for four
maxes you out at four.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you have a group of three or four,
Come two, all in. We got
one. You take anybody ever charter solo?
Yeah. I have a few guys that charter multiple times a year solo.
Yeah.
That's rad.
That's nice.
Everybody's that's kind of nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's, sounds like Gary Furness to me.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And you got more people than that, get both boats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there you go. Dwayne's got a fleet, man.
You got three guys, we got three boats.
Yeah.
Now, with three boats, do you guys work together?
Yeah, absolutely. Day in and day out. Yeah.
So are you fishing a lot side by side? It's like, hey, I got them over here, come on over.
We try not to unless we need to be fishing side by side. Yeah. Otherwise, it's nice to kind of spread the wings and get different checks from different areas.
Yeah.
It's a big advantage we have to doing what we do is having three guys and able to look in three different areas.
You have three killers on your payroll. I mean, very, very good fishermen. There's got to be some, like, inside, in between competition, like, I'm taking this guy out. I want the big fish every time. Like, I can only imagine what that's got to be like amongst
your
guys.
Yeah, it's real
like,
friendly, though.
Of course.
Which is rad. It's watching, you know, Cameron and Austin and Ryan and those guys push each other because they're all so talented. And they have a really, really rad camaraderie. It's like a brotherhood. But when it gets going, those boys really like to push each other. You know, they really like to let it be known who was highlighting that day.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But it's all in good fun. And honestly, as an owner and operator, I'm watching these guys grow because of it. You know, it's a good friendly competition.
You should push each other. I mean, that's what it's about. You know, that's what breeds the best. Like,
exactly.
And you've got, like I said, that's one thing that I think sets your operation apart by so many is whatever boat you're on with whatever operator under the Pinnacle fleet, I mean, you're in really good hands.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm really stoked and proud of them to have made it this far and be in that position where it's like, dude, you don't have to fish with me. These kids obviously put on a clinic last year with me on the sidelines, so that goes to show a lot.
It's got
to
be fun when, you know, in the beginning, everybody probably only wants to fish with Dwayne, and then, like, it's got to be fun watching it, like, hey, man, I just want to make sure that we're booked with Cameron again.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
When you start getting passed over because they've had so many good trips with one of your other guys, that's
amazing.
It's got to feel pretty good.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Hey, with that said, let's head on the water. We got the man, Captain Bill Cavanaugh, the Intrepid, is on the line right now. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete, Dwayne. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Always love checking in with you. What's going on?
I just got the tail end of that conversation about Dwayne's captains, and I can't say enough good things about those guys. You know, both those guys worked with me on the Intrepid for a period of time, and both of those guys are super fishy, you know. I watched Cameron kind of, when we first started doing that yummy flyer thing, I don't know what it was. I think he was on the boat with me like 5-6 years ago, man. He really fine-tuned that yummy flyer thing when we first started figuring it out. He did good, man. So, anyhow, he's got some good guys working for him, great fishermen, good guys running his boats for him. I just wanted to put that out.
Cool. Thanks, Bill.
That's
really
awesome, Bill.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I see the boat's tied up here. Are you guys going fishing soon?
Yeah. We're just finishing up maintenance. You know, we're finishing up our boat work. We shoved 2.5 months of maintenance in 5 weeks this year, and we're going to start running April 10th. We got a Larry Brown 3-day trip, go fish for bluefin, and I'm excited about the season. I mean, we definitely had a different weather pattern this winter, but that fish is out there, and that same fleet saw really good volume. Plane was up last week, saw pretty good fish. Guys were out there catching a little bit here and there, and the one thing I wanted to touch on today, because I know a lot of these long-range boats, you know, our bookings are really good, and a lot of these guys are filled up, as are we. But I just wanted to put it out there for the general fishing public that, you know, last-minute cancellations happen all the time. I was just on the phone with our office manager, Katie Schmidt. She's just like, you know what? We had 6 cancellations on a trip in June just the other day, and, you know, those spots filled up, like, within one day. So I just wanted to throw that out there, even though a lot of these long-range boats have, you know, a lot of their trips full, it wouldn't be a bad idea to check their website periodically because last-minute cancellations do happen.
Yeah.
Such a good call. Yeah,
good info.
The general thought is, oh, everything's full. There's no chance to get on that boat. But you put your name on the waiting list, and don't be surprised if you get a phone call.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I was on my way down to the boat this morning to do some work. I heard the show. I wanted to call in and say hi, and I wanted to say some good things about Cameron and Austin.
and Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
Right on. Awesome. Really appreciate it, Bill.
That's cool.
Appreciate that very much. Appreciate the call, and good luck on your fishing. Hopefully we'll hear from you on the water.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Hey, you know, one thing we have not talked about, Dwayne, is swordfish fishing. And you do that, right, in the fall?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure do.
Deep dropping, right?
Yep.
You get them, too.
It's been pretty fun.
Yeah.
Cameron's really taken the ball and ran with that over the last couple of seasons. I have a lot of stuff I have to do in the fall elsewhere, so I've had to kind of take a step back. But, yeah, he's really glowed. I think he fished 3 or 4 trips last year in the fall, and he had 3.
Wow. And people were not catching last year.
It was a slower, different year. Yeah, nothing like the first year where it kind of broke through and all of us started doing it. That was amazing fishing. It sounded like it was a bit more of a grind, but he put it together again this year. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's good. So if somebody wants to book a swordfish trip.
Yeah. We run swordfish trips from the end of October all the way through the new year.
Okay.
Just give us a call, 619-850-7575, or check us out online at www.pinnaclesportfishing.com. We get you all lined up for one of those.
Do you have trips descriptions online, or you can actually book online or not?
We have trip descriptions, and then they can just give me a call direct. I prefer to still do it the old-fashioned way.
PinnacleSportFishing.com.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of a question along those lines from Stephen Fallbrook. Says, morning, Dwayne. If a deep-drop swordfish trip is booked, and is that the sole goal of the trip? Or if the opportunity arose for incident a tuna, are we able to shift focus?
If the tuna come up and I can drag our buoy and our downline over there and make a couple casts, and we'll make a couple casts for sure. It definitely happened.
You're not going to let us walk by.
Yeah, but typically with any of our trips, I really try to keep everybody's head in the game for the target species. As soon as you go awry from that, or you know,
I'll bet.
You kind of lose opportunity. And you know, if you want to catch a swordfish, then doggone it, we're going to fish some fish.
Now, but if you have your lines down and a big school of bluefin tuna pop up right in front of the boat, you're going to have a rod on the boat to make a cast.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I remember like a few years ago I was fishing with Steve Pinard from Dana Landing and Dave Trimble, and we had our down line out and our buoy line out, and that stuff popped up like 70 yards from us. I'm like, guys, you guys cool with this? Put the boat in gear, crept over there, and stayed up long enough that we were able to double off of it.
That's
like,
so
little,
nice. That's
little
so
bonus,
rad.
But we're still going to keep fishing.
You're still going to get them. Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fastlane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better. Then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged. Packs into a small bag with wheels and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, speaking of Costa.com and Bob Hoos, there, it's time to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. Dwayne's going to do us the honor flipping
all
the
right,
coin.
Flip the coin.
We got a caller texter today, and today it is a caller. Congratulations to John in Colorado Springs. You have got a $300 gift certificate to get the best glasses on the water. You are so stoked.
For sure. Dude. Well, congratulations to you. And Dwayne, so great to have you
buddy.
And all your adventures and stuff like that. And it's so great to follow you, too, like on that Salty Crew site to see all your videos and stuff. You want to see Dwayne in action, Salty Crew has some great videos up, right?
Yeah. They've done a great job of capturing our adventures and telling our story. And, thank you guys for having me on this morning. It's always a pleasure to see you guys and hang out here on a Saturday. And
it's always fun.
Again soon.
It's always fun because in a few days, like, Dwayne's gone. Like, fishing every day. So we'll talk to you again in November.
Nice to be able to get him. But if somebody wants to book a trip on Pinnacle Sport Fishing, you said you still have spots available.
Yeah, we do have some spots available on our calendar. You can look us up online at www.pinnaclesportfishing.com or give me a call direct to book at 619-850-7575. We'd be stoked to get you guys out on the boat and bend up on some big fish.
And it's not just about bluefin, it's yellowtail too.
We do it all. Yep.
You'll do half day, three quarter day on the.
Yes, we do.
You do either one of those.
Yep.
And then as you enter into the big bluefin season, then it's going to be a full day.
Yeah. From basically May 15th until October 15th, we're strictly full day offshore or full day trip.
And what's a full day entail? You said you leave the dock at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a 12 hour trip. Our regular offshores are
9 to 9.
Our regular offshores are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then our trophy bluefin trips are 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
because that takes advantage of the better.
You get that low light evening opportunity, which has been oh so good to us so many times.
Has it really? Yeah. Good stuff. And is it weather dependent? I mean, there's ever situations where you'll just say, hey, it's not a good
yeah. If we get a small craft advisory, then we're gonna adhere the advisory and stay tied up. But other than that, a little bit of wind never hurt anybody.
No.
Actually helps with that kite.
Being on a parker, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
we get out the door and drive home.
Get out there and go. Well, great to have you, Dwayne.
Thank you, appreciate
your time and. Good luck fishing. We'll look forward to some reports and having you back real, real soon. And thank you very much to Christian for manning the phones today and aboard. We sure appreciate all he does. And, of course, Adam for doing everything on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Adam is great, and we appreciate him, too. Hey, Sean and Raymond from Fisherman's Processing, tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. That's going to be a great show. A lot of fun. And we ought to also thank you out there, our listeners, our texters, our callers, for making the show here possible. Thank you very much for being a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And I'll tell you what, let's do it again. April 2nd, tomorrow. No fooling around tomorrow. It's going to be with Sean and Raymond. So we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.